Hare Krishna. What a wonderful thing it is to distribute prasadam. I'm having that opportunity to preach here in the hospital, and every day Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu brings nicely boxed maha from the manor, and doctors, nurses, porters, whoever either comes in or whoever I have to go to, and I'm doing a lot of traveling around here in the hospital, and I know it like the back of my hand now, we give them prasadam, and the reaction is really so wonderful. Yes, by the way, I'm still here in the hospital, and this is my third week, and I'll be here for at least another week, hopefully not longer than that. And just like this morning, I went down to I had to go down to see the eyes, ears, throat specialist because I have water in my inner ear. That was another one of the health events that took place when I was here in the hospital. And I took him prasadam. Very, very nice doctor, very nice man, Dr. Parikh. And then when we came back, then a porter was pushing me because my walking still isn't that steady, and in a way to get me down there in time and back. And usually they have porters, and they take you from one place to another on wheelchair. So when he came back, then I just asked him to wait, and then I gave him a box of prasadam. And it was just a wonderful experience. His face just sort of lit up, and he replied, "Oh, God bless you." So it's such a rare thing in our modern consumer-oriented world that people get anything for free. I mean, it's not a birthday. It's not a relative. It's a friend, not a friend. It's just out of the blue, a stranger gives you something, and here's some nice sacred food, sweet from our temple. And one is that they become very happy. But the other, immediately they reply, just invokes God, "Oh, God bless you." I have similar experiences, mostly when I talk about nurses, they're male nurses, because I have the fortune to be male nurses, but there's a very nice nurse who's often here at night, and she's the one who comes in and gives me my medication. And she comes in, folded hands, and she gets prasadam and so on. And last time when I gave her a prasadam in the evening, then she was with another nurse, and she said, "Your Holiness," because they call me Holiness, that's their protocol. He says, "Please pray for us so that we can help people here nicely at the hospital." So it becomes the effect of prasadam. One is to give, of course, and then the real transcendental effect is not that they've just gotten something, but what they've gotten is a life-transforming thing. They've gotten the taste. They've gotten the taste of Krishna's lotus mouth. And that's a very, very rare commodity, and it's a very wonderful thing that can really, really bring about transformations in people's lives. And it does. So that was Srila Prabhupada's desire. Practically speaking, Prabhupada certainly wanted that anyone who puts a foot in the temple doesn't go away without taking prasadam, and he really wanted them to take full prasadam. And that even when they meet devotees, that devotee means that people come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, they come in contact with the holy name, and they come in contact with prasadam. It's such an important thing. Prabhupada emphasizes it so much that we distribute prasadam, give others prasadam, and it's something that we do at our temples, it's something we may do as food for life, but it's something that everyone can do. I've been really working on and trying to encourage devotees in Hungary that, especially devotees when they're driving in their cars, that they have some packaged prasadam, and because there are many, well, just like here, there's many poor people, but it's become a real thing that those poor people come at stoplights and beg. So to give them something, a devotee should never say no when someone comes and asks them for something. Of course, we can always give them the holy name, but people may not necessarily relate to that in as a favorable way as if we give them the holy name along with just a little package prasadam, which may be a sweet or some salty thing, something offered to the Lord. And it's something that we can all do, or even if we go into a shop or whoever we meet and just give them a little gift, it really brings both light into people's lives and becomes a their first contact with Krishna consciousness, and something that will then enable them to take further steps towards Krishna. So if we think like that, don't let people go by. Give them books and give them prasadam. Don't leave the book distribution to the book distributors. Srila Prabhupada wanted all his followers to do it. We shouldn't similarly leave the prasadam distribution to the devotees in the temple or the food for life. We should all distribute Krishna's mercy, and that will please the people that we meet. It will please Srila Prabhupada, it will please Krishna, and then we'll be pleased also. Hare Krishna.